So I'm here at the tree hanging out with Dollar Bill. You know, like, I'm kind of, I'm tethered to him. And when I'm hanging out here with Louie, you know, I just let Louie do whatever the hell he wants, because he's a little skunk fox. He ain't gonna menace anything, and he's my son, for one, so I let him do whatever he wants. Dollar is my buddy Ryan's dog, so, you know, I'm gonna keep a lookout for him, make sure, you know, he doesn't get in any trouble or anything like that. And I don't worry about it too much, you know, because he's really quite mild-mannered. Where, like, Louie's a bit of a fucking, I don't know, he's a bit of a rebel. He'll bark at people when he feels like it. He'll walk all over the place. Dollar's just happy to be out here. And I like hanging out with him. I like sitting next to him. Favorite thing that I like here, one of the details that I rarely talk about, even though it's like the most amazing thing, are the swallows. I watch them all the time, like real life swallows. They fly back and forth, low down across the field. You know, really low to the ground. They're just eating gnats. Getting fed. That's what they do. They fly hither and thither. They make a bat look clumsy, you know? They can turn on a fucking dime. It was beautiful. And it's just beautiful to see. Usually, like, you know, people have swallows. You know, lots of girls have swallow tattoos. You know, it's this thing of freedom and whatnot, or, you know, I'm free, you know, I'm a bird, or whatever the fuck they, you know, whatever they do when they put their symbols on them, or whatever. I just wonder how many girls with swallow tattoos, like, actually get to see them. It's kind of hard to, I've seen them up close a little bit when I was a kid. I know what they look like from pictures, like what they actually look like. Probably a little bit heavier than most hummingbirds. Tired of my own voice at this point. Like, you know, nap time for Big Bad Maxfield. Oh, hi, I know this dog. This is like Louie's friend. Hi! color. You stop it. Motherfucker. Hey, Bill, can you come back here? Come here. Come here. Be my friend. Bill, can you sit? He doesn't care about that dog anymore. But I had him. I let that dog totally step up on him. And Dollar's just like there, you know, standing. That other dog was like a kind of like brown border collie mix. And that dog's pretty neat because he's a little bit like Louie, my kid. Like, I just let Louie run all over the fucking place. So does that dog's owner. I like that dog for that. And that dog had some balls. And it walked right up on Dollar and sort of like was sniffing him mid-flank. He even went down, down to the D. And Dollar he was there. Standing cool and mellow. And then, Dollar lunged at him. Showed him, said, that's my limit. And you heard it. You heard it. That's about how me and Dollar is. Yeah, that dog is real nice. Yeah, nice guy. I like dude who owns that dog because he's a lot like me. He's just like, whatever, dude. And fucking dog's gonna do what he's gonna do, and everything's fine. Very gentle. Waved at him. He looks like Louie. I know that Louie is not just a Chihuahua. Louie is an Idaho Mountain Dog. And he's a diminutive sheepdog. He's mostly long-haired Chihuahua, maybe a little bit of Papillon, but his spirit and, like, who Louie is, he's like my grandma's dogs, like sheep-herding dogs, like genuine fucking hill dog from Idaho. And that's why Louie's so cool and magnificent and strange and interesting. Louie's got quite a personality, and so does Dollar. Dollar is like a bull. He's like, when you look at a rodeo, I don't know how many of you people ever even fucking, I don't know, you're probably not American or anything, but you go to a rodeo and you stand right next to one of those bulls, and Dollar's like the big white Brahmin. He's the motherfucker. He's the white bull they call Tornado or something like that. And, what do you do with something, what do you do with a big strong thing like that? It's just nice and timid and tame. But a lot of what it has to do with is like the way people react to something. I bet the biggest, deepest, baddest ass motherfucking bull is the one you'd want to ride. Because if you could relax about it, and just go out there and turn a circle all relaxed and lanky and voluptuous ride, That's how Dollar is. I love walking him. He's just a pleasure to, like, walk behind as he's walking. It's like a big anaconda. It's very lanky and kind of turns S's like a otter or something like that. Okay, friends, I bid you adieu. 3, 2, 1, and bye for now.